From NPR Music, you're connected to The Flip Side. From All Songs Considered, I'm Bob Boylan.
Say hello, Amy.
Hello.
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 Today on The Flip Side, we talk to Jack White about his love of accents and a new 45 by Amy Walker.
This is the story of Amy Walker. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now.
Did you ever have records like that?
Yeah. That was her idea. She said, oh, you know, I love those books where, you know, this is when we were recording. She said, this is what it reminds me of is the narrator of a children's book. So can we do that? So we had to find that sound effect and put it in there. It's great. But what happens next on the record is I said, can we just hand you the newspaper today and can you read an article off the top of your head and each sentence do it in a different accent?
So let's hear a little of that and tell us, and then you'll come back, tell us who Amy Walker is.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
An article from the Tennessean from Monday, September 6th, 2010. Losing Love for Outdoors Costs America by Mike Butler. Americans think of ourselves as rugged individualists.
It's almost a genetic trait.
We exhibit this trait throughout our society with our passion for independence, mirrored in the things we like the cars we drive, the taxes we hate, or the dreams we dream. But somewhere along the way, the relationship with America's great outdoors, which has helped shape us as a nation, has been replaced with things that have misshaped us. Summer vacations with family to parks have been replaced by summer without families. Or summer without vacations.
There's a perfect accent for that line.
Yeah.
Who is Amy Walker?
Amy Walker, I found her on YouTube. She had made this viral video called 21 Accents. And she's an actress, so she was doing an acting exercise about accents where you would just over and over again say the exact same phrase and say it into a mirror or into a camera and say the phrase each time in a different accent. And I think she just thought it was just some little thing, you know, actors might be interested in. But it went viral and it has, like, you know, 5 million hits now. People loved it and it got passed around and I saw it and I thought, oh, this is great. You know, I wonder if she'd be willing to talk about that on a record and we can explore the idea of accents and the prejudices that are associated with them, good or bad, and see if we can get somewhere with it.
Did you ever have an accent? Or do you think you have an accent?
I don't like my accent. I can't really stand my speaking voice. And sometimes I think I live down south now because I'm so jealous of the southern accent. And I love the humor associated with it, the way you can get away with things when you have a certain accent. And that really appeals to me, too. I mean, I used to think, I'm so like this, this Midwestern where things are, you know, are kind of annoying where, and I'm not dissing the Midwest or whatever, but from whatever my neighborhood was, you sort of said, like, the TV's on. Hey, John. You know, got this, like, attack thing is so annoying, and I used to think that some of the things I said would offend people, but if I had said it in a French accent or Italian accent, that I would have got away with it, you know?
Give me an example.
You look beautiful in that dress. I gotta say, you look really hot. And it's like, you know, but I don't know if you should wear your hair like that. Well, come on. Well, who's going to listen to that? I mean, that's offensive. But I said, like, you know, but if I'm friendly, like, you are beautiful. This dress is so white, but the hair is not right. You have to do it, hold it up like this. You know, I mean, and the woman would be flattered by it, you know? So, that always pissed me off.
My family moved from, I grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up in Queens. You hear my Brooklyn accent, I'm sure, which you don't, which is when I was 15, 16. Came to high school, I was totally intimidated out of my accent. People just, I couldn't say anything and be taken seriously.
Right.
And I really feel that pain and envy of wonderful accents as well. But really, you go to Brooklyn now or you go to lots of towns now and the accent is, it's going away.
Right. It's something that the National Geographic should start talking about too. They have a lot of interest in dying languages around the world and dying dialects. And some of them, there's only two people left in the world speaking a certain language. It'd be interesting to talk about accents, you know. And you made a good point. I mean, I think a lot of people who go to Ivy League schools from these tiny towns in the country in America probably get there and could be ashamed of their own accent as to how they're going to be perceived and how they're going to be taken as an intelligent person.
I was always fascinated with, when I grew up, the British invasion happened, and was fascinated by the fact that for music and accents, how the accent vanished.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think that's all about?
I don't know. That's just a mystery that nobody knows. I mean, it doesn't matter. Australian, South African, English, American. Once you start singing, everyone has the same accent. It's very strange.
Yeah, what is that accent anyway that they all don't have?
Someone should name that, yeah.
Do you think you have an accent when you sing?
I don't think so, no. I think it just becomes that, it morphs into that same accent we all have in English vocals. I don't know. I'm happier singing, though, than I am speaking. It's tough. Well, one thing about it is it's tough to talk about without saying certain accents are annoying or bad. You know, I said that about my own accent. You know, I don't mean anything bad in the Midwest or something.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of letters.
Yeah. But, you know, it might have just been that neighborhood of Detroit or something. You know, but... Because I know, like, I had a roommate from Toledo, and whenever his friends from Toledo would come by, they talk totally different. And Toledo's only 50 miles away. Mm-hmm. In England, you know, I have a lot of English people in my family. My wife from England, her whole family, they each have a different English accent. I mean, you can go...
It's attractive to us, isn't it, though, that accent?
Oh, it's so attractive. It's so... I always tell them, you don't know how good you have it, that you have this accent you can aspire to. You have this Queen's English that you can rise up to. Or you can have this whatever street Cockney thing to go quote-unquote down to. You have that choice where you can, when you want to smarten up, you can smarten up and no one will question you, you know. Another thing is the mystery of it, too, is how much, you know, she could say, my wife could say phrases from that she claims is, oh, we say that in England, but I have no idea, you know, like, she could be totally, you know. It is exotic. It is exotic for some reason. But that's what we tried to talk about in the record, but it's hard to talk about without offending anybody. You don't want to say something, why is, you know, the Queen's English accent in Britain different from the way people talk in New Zealand? And you can't say one is better or higher class than the other one. You know, that doesn't really sound right. I mean, but don't we feel something when we hear people talk? We immediately make some kind of judgment when we hear their accent, and sometimes I wonder how fair or unfair that really is.
I wonder if your wife was attracted to your accent.
I doubt it. I doubt that.
Jack White talking about accents and a new 45, part of Third Man Records' spoken word series called the Green Series, this one by Amy Walker. Next week, we talk to Jack White about upholstery.
We made 100 pieces of vinyl. We made a record that we stuffed into furniture that you could only get if you ripped the furniture open. And we even made it on clear vinyl with transparency covers, so you couldn't even, we thought, oh, you couldn't even x-ray it to see if it was in there. And, you know, I mean, I'm talking about really, I mean, stuff you might even rip open a couch and not think it's not there, you know, because it's inside the foam.